Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Little of This, A Little of That, a program dedicated to conversation, information, people, and places. Your host is Dan Dillman. I'm a retired academic looking for an audience. I hope you'll be a part of it. Each of the programs is usually a potpourri of items from several or all of the categories to inform and to amuse you. But today's program is special. We have the incomparable musician Dave Brubeck, and we're going to lead off with Dave Brubeck and Take Five. Take Five is a jazz piece composed by Paul Tesman and performed by the Dave Brubeck Quartet on their 1959 album, Time Out. And fully 2 years later, it became an unlikely hit and the biggest-selling jazz single ever. Included in numerous movie and television soundtracks, it still receives significant radio play. And in the early 60s, it was the theme music for the NBC Today program, the opening bars being played half a dozen times or more each day. Take Five is written in the key of E-flat minor. It's known for its distinctive two-chord piano vamp, which is a rhythmic accompaniment with a bass note played on the beat and a chord off the beat. There's also a catchy blues-scale saxophone melody, an inventive, jolting drum solo, and the use of an unusual quintuple 5/4 time from which its name is derived, that is, five beats to the measure. Over the next 50 years, it was recorded many times and was often used by the group to close its concerts. Each member would, in turn, upon completing his solo, stop playing and leave the stage, a la Haydn's Farewell Symphony, until only the drummer remained, as Take Five had been written to feature Joe Morello's mastery of 5/4 time. Brubeck drew inspiration for this style of music during a U.S. State Department-sponsored tour of Eurasia, where he observed a group of Turkish straight musicians performing a traditional folk song with supposedly Bulgarian influences that was played in 9/8 time. This was traditionally called Bulgarian meter, rarely used in Western music. After learning from native symphony missions about the form, Brubeck was inspired to create an album that deviated from the usual 4/4 time of jazz and experimented with the exotic styles that he had experienced abroad. Let's listen to a little more of this all-time jazz classic. After that, we'll go to college in Dave Brubeck's Jazz Goes to College album. Jazz Goes to College was a 1954 album documenting the North American college tour of the Dave Brubeck Quartet. It was Dave Brubeck's first album for Columbia Records. He was joined by alto saxophonist Paul Desmond, double bassist Bob Bates, and drummer Joe Dodge. The album was released on CD and on cassette under the Columbia imprint in 1991 and on CD by Sony International in 2000. The college tour, in which the group crossed the country visiting major universities and junior colleges, was conceived by Brubeck's wife, Iola, as a way to introduce his type of jazz to a new audience. Brubeck encountered some resistance at first, but after playing at a number of colleges, his attempts became more and more successful, and the quartet was much in demand. We're going to listen to the first track now from Jazz Goes to College, and it is Balcony Rock, which was recorded at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor and is a heavily improvised tune on an 8-bar blues led by saxophonist Paul Desmond. Was at this recording session in Hill Auditorium at the University of Michigan. I was there with 3,000 of my closest friends to hear the first playing of Balcony Rock when it was recorded there. And then we're going on to the University of Cincinnati, where the group plays Out of Nowhere. It showcases Brubeck's timing with passages that veer from atonal to melodic. Thank you. after that, the group went to Oberlin College, Ohio, and there Le Souk was recorded, featuring aggressive, frenetic piano by Brubeck, Bob Bates' propulsive double bass lines, and a firm backbeat by drummer Joe Dodge. Listen to this closely and you'll pick up Desmond's melodies, which feature Middle Eastern influences. Now, we're going back to the University of Michigan, where the quartet recorded The Song Is You. Thank you. That was Paul Desmond playing the saxophone, showing you his elegant phrasing. The next track on our Jazz Goes to College album is the quartet's reading of Don't Worry About Me, and here you hear Brubeck's bluesy piano with an austere arrangement. Still another recording at the University of Michigan. On the album of Jazz Goes to College, 5 of the 7 selections were recorded at the University of Michigan, 1 at the University of Cincinnati, and the other at Oberlin College. And now, the final track is I Want to Be Happy. And this exemplifies the quartet's energetic performance, especially with the dramatic conclusion later on. So we're going to play a little bit of the first portion of the track, and then we're going to go out later with the dramatic conclusion. Jump ahead a little bit and bring you to the dramatic conclusion. Following the album's release, the quartet was featured on the cover of Time magazine with the accompanying article describing Brubeck as the most exciting new jazz artist that worked then. Jazz Goes to College enjoyed widespread popularity among college students in the 1950s and the early 1960s. In a retrospective 5-star review, AllMusic's Lindsay Planer, critic, called the album a perfect representation of what the quartet could do in a concert performance setting, and with the quartet's support, Brubeck is uniformly flawless, ultimately producing what many consider as the most memorable music in the artist's canon. Now we have to leave you for today. We want you to come back for the next program. We certainly enjoy having you here, and I hope you did enjoy listening to almost 30 minutes of Dave Brubeck, the incomparable Dave Brubeck Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.